Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Hello.
Good.
Thank you. Thank you. It's called the switch to turn on, you know, me. Or maybe he was doing that and there's something wrong. Maybe they switched our mic. Well, wait a minute. This is my microphone, right?
That's what I'm confused about.
Yeah, this is my microphone.
Because green was on, but we weren't hearing anything.
Yeah. Okay. You know, I've been gone for 3 days, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, so I have to be retrained. Every time. Okay. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Monday, the 13th. Oh, no, it's Tuesday. See? Tuesday, the 13th of February, 7:06 in the morning, and news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Good morning to Ben. Ben, are you with me?
Good morning.
No, you looked all bright-eyed and bushy-tailed when you came in today.
Is that sarcasm?
Good. That's good. Oh, I know. That's before your time. Bright-eyed, bushy-tailed, like a squirrel, you know. Okay. You want to start all over today? Hey, okay. What special day is it today?
We have a few. None of them compare to tomorrow's special day, but...
Okay.
We have National Cheddar Day and National Pancake Day.
Okay. Well, I can go for that. You ever had a cheddar pancake?
No.
No? Well... Neither have I. So, National Pancake and National Cheddar Day. Okay. I do like cheddar cheese. And pancakes. Who doesn't like pancakes?
It's true.
True. Okay. Hey, the weather. Today it's going to be partly sunny with a high near about 68. Calm. Rain. Uh-oh. Tonight, rain, mainly after 4 a.m. Low around 44. Tomorrow, Wednesday, rain with a high near 52. Wednesday night, rain. Thursday, showers likely. With the low around 46, Friday, chance of showers. Saturday, just rain. All right. Sunday, rain. What happened? You know, I leave Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. I leave you with sunny skies, warm temperatures, and I come back to vandalism and rain. I'd rather have the rain, though. Okay. Anyway, so that's what it's going to look like, my friends. And the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, a family-owned, locally-owned business, locally-run, that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. It's a veteran-owned business. They take care of their customers. They do treat them like special people, like friends. Give them a call at 530-365-3793. And I'm here with Turtle Bay.
Good morning.
Good morning, Seth. And
we have Julia.
Julia, of course.
Curator of exhibits and collections. Yeah.
How could I forget this? What's
the
going on?
With the matching mug and microphone this morning. Thank you for the color coordination.
Of course.
Oh, yes. Okay. So something's big going over at Turtle Bay, as usual.
Well, we are. The museum is open. We have a lot of things to offer. We're open Wednesday through Sunday. We love seeing guests coming in and experience our permanent and traveling exhibits. Julia is going to share a little bit with us about what we have right now in our main exhibit hall.
Yeah, so in our the temporary galleries where we put the exhibitions that are only up for a few months, we have an amazing, amazing exhibition called Amazing Pollinators. And it is by Minotaur Mazes. And so I know our guests have experienced other Minotaur Maze exhibitions like American Adventure, Water's Extreme Journey,
yep,
way back in 2010, GPS Adventures. So this time you are taking the journey, or you can be 8 different pollinators on 5 different journeys each, to figure out how you as a pollinator fit into the world. So not people... When I say pollinator to you, some pollinator.
See, now, that was going to be my first question.
I
think of bees.
Okay, people think of bees. They think of hummingbirds. Yes. Or they think of butterflies.
Butterflies.
Do you think of moths?
No, but I could understand why.
Do you think of bats?
Bats. No.
Beetles. There are lots of different pollinator species that we don't think about, and they all use different mechanisms.
Would ants be pollinators?
Depends. Yeah, they can move things around. And not all species of everything, like bats that eat meat, aren't pollinator species.
Right?
Yeah. So it talks about how pollination happens and how important pollination is to us as humans, because we wouldn't have most of our food if it wasn't for pollinator species.
Of course.
And, you know, so crops, and then how pollination works. And then you go and you become one of these creatures. You get to choose a life chart, mm-hmm. and you go on an adventure, and it's a mission, and you discover if you're going to survive or not. And then as you go, and
because you need the nectar to live.
Right. Well, it depends on what kind of species you are. Some species aren't nectivores. So you learn that, too, that not every pollinator is the same. And they do different things. Some pollinators are pollinating because they're looking for a mate, and they just happen to be getting pollen on their feet while they're doing it, that sort of thing.
Oh, that's good to know. That's good to know, because Valentine's Day tomorrow.
Exactly.
Okay, you go to a bar and you look for a female with yellow feet.
Exactly. No.
Well, no, it's because of the pollen's yellow.
Right. Yeah. Well, it depends on the pollen. But the best thing about this, though, is it's really for all ages. There's a whole sort of under 7 sort of adventure as well, where you go pick a pollinator and go and pick its mission. You don't have to do the whole life chart.
Yeah.
Or you can do it with your family. If you choose to, you can go back and do it all over again and have a whole different adventure. There's a night room. There's a theater. I mean, it's a really fantastic exhibition.
That sounds great.
And then there are a bunch of parlor games, like shuffleboard, that have been adapted to teach about pollination and pollinators. So you can play these games and learn at the same time. Like beanbag toss.
People, and then you can teach your kids, well, everybody, mm-hmm. just how important pollinators are. I mean, when we were having bee problems in the United States, hives dying out for whatever reasons, for diseases going through hives, had a impact on our agriculture industry. Yeah, you go out and you see like 10 or 12 of these beehives around these orchards and stuff. There's a reason for that. Yeah, not just the honey, but for all the things, for all the pollination they do to all of our plants.
And it really ties in with our mission, because we have, of course, the gardens and the arboretum, where we actually had someone come and study the different kinds of bee species that we have out there. And there are many, more than you would think. And also with our animal department, too, because, we have all kinds of different animals we can talk about and their roles.
Okay, so people are going to say bats, and I know that there's fruit bats. I don't know if that's what you're talking about, or all bats, most bats.
But fruit bats, anything that's getting on plants.
Yeah.
And then they're specialized because they're working at night.
Right.
And so it's like, what's your specialty? What's your tongue look like? Is your tongue long enough to fit in this flower? That sort of, Yeah. So if you don't have a long tongue, you may not be able to pollinate that particular flower.
And if you've ever seen the super slow motion of hummingbirds,
mm-hmm.
you have no idea how long their tongue is.
Exactly.
They can get down. And some of them evolve, of course, from where they are.
Exactly.
In some jungles in South America or Central America, I'm not sure which, because the bulbs of the plants are so long, the hummingbirds have evolved to have an extra long tongue to be able to reach down and get the nectar on that. I mean, it's fascinating. It really is.
They're the ones that survive, because they're the ones that are symbiotic with the plant.
Yeah, they're the ones that survive. Okay.
It sounds like you'd really enjoy this.
Well, I'm coming down.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I may not say, okay, I'm a bee. But I sure like to walk through it, and I'm sure there's just, it's fascinating.
It's really fascinating.
And the reason I can go to it is because I belong to the Turtle Bay Museum. And I just walk in and see all the exhibits.
That's right. Yeah,
then I can walk out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Membership's a great time. We are running a membership flash sale today, tomorrow, and the next day. So if you go to turtlebay.org, you can see that we're running a sale on membership. It's always a great time to join Turtle Bay. Now is even a better time. But you get access to the museum, the forest camp, the gardens. You get discounts on events like Glowing Wild, which is coming up.
Yeah.
Garden of Lights.
Well, let's talk about that when we come back.
Let's do it.
Okay. Hey, we've teamed up with the Flag Center. KCNR has teamed up with the Flag Center. And we're giving away another flag, American flag, this week. We gave away a beautiful American flag last week. And we're going to give away another one this week. And how do you get entered into this contest? Fine. You call us at 530-605-4565-66 or 67, any of our numbers here. Call in, give your name and your phone number, and you will automatically be entered into the drawing. The other way is go on to our Facebook page, KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and just put down your name and a phone number and say you want a chance to win the flag. Okay. And we're going to give it out this Friday at 8:15. We're going to draw a winner, just like we did last time. And now people are calling. All right, we're going to be right back after these messages.
I said it's sunny day, so let's go where we're happy. And I meet you at the cemetery gate. So keep the sunny gates, they're on your side. I said it's sunny day, so let's go where we're wandering. And I meet you at the cemetery gate. Gates are on your side, but you lose. It's where the love of wild is off the
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4. I've lived in Shasta County for over 50 years, and it's been a true honor to serve as Chairman of the Shasta County Board of Supervisors this last year. Proven conservative leadership. I'm leading the effort to build a new correctional facility for Shasta County. Working closely with the Sheriff, Public Works, and our CEO, I believe this will help immensely reduce crime in Shasta County. Thank you for your support. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4.
Wind River Resort and Casino invites you to join us in Seasons for our event night special on Saturday, March 9th. From 5 p.m. to 8 p.m., enjoy a delicious taco bar that will have your taste buds dancing in the ring. Only $10 with a River Club card. And that's not all. From 5 p.m. to 1:30 a.m., stop by the Seasons Bar and take advantage of our knockout drink special. A $7 shot of Patron Silver. For complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moments at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hello, this is Wynn Carpenter. I'm running for Shasta County Board of Supervisors, District 3, and I'm ready to serve. I would be honored to be your conservative representative and look forward to doing so. I support the direction the majority of the current board is headed. I support the elimination of the impact fees. I support the Charter County proposal, which will give the local government more control on what we do and how we do it. I support the Second Amendment as stated in the federal and state constitutions. Therefore, I would push to make Shasta County a constitutional carry county. I support a fair and transparent election with traceable and verifiable data. I will stand with the Planning Commission and Board of Supervisors to fight the state and its heavy-handedness to shove the Fountain Windmill Project down our throats. I will stand against any imposition from the state, no matter the issue, on legislative or executive matters under the jurisdiction of the Board of Supervisors of Shasta County. Paid for by the committee to elect Wynn Carpenter, Supervisor, District 3.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin from the Flag Center. Winter rain and wind is hard on flags. So until March 21st, bring us that tattered old glory, and we'll give you 15% off any all-weather Tuftex American flag. Stop in and see us at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. The Flag Center, since 1982. American flags, American made.
Go with Mazzano.
Mark Mazzano is a 29-year veteran of the California Highway Patrol who retired with honors.
Go with Mazzano.
Mark's a proven leader in law enforcement and government. Someone who gets things done.
Go with Mazzano.
A new voice for the North State who will finally represent everyone in District 1.
Go with Mazzano.
My name is Mark Mazzano, and I approve this message.
Before by Mazzano for Assembly 2024.
Please join Election Integrity Project California and United Sovereign Americans on February 17th, 11 a.m. at Reading Red Lion Hotel, Sierra Conference Room, for an exciting election presentation. United Sovereign Americans is working with Californians to develop court-worthy evidence regarding violation of federal law to certify invalid elections. Invalid elections include those in which voter rolls contain registrants that do not qualify to be counted, such as deceased, duplicates, or those who have moved. Mark your calendars, February 17th, 11 a.m., Red Lion Hotel, Sierra Conference Room, for an exciting election presentation. Thank you.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl Lindebach. Linda's on assignment. Let me see here. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. It is a community bank, community-oriented, local board of directors, the whole enchilada, as they say. And, you know, we do business with Cornerstone Community Bank, and we're real happy with them. They've got, they are local. They treat their customers very well. They've been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened 17 years ago. 4 branches, 1 in Red Bluff, 2 right here in Reading, and 1 down in Anderson. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. I'm here with Turtle Bay. We're talking about the great, great, exhibit, pollinators.
Amazing pollinators.
Amazing pollinators. And how if you go down and you can learn all about pollination, you can follow life charts, you can be one of the pollinators that runs through their whole gamut of life.
Yep.
And are you going to live? I got that. Is that right?
You can live or you can not live.
Because of the decisions you make?
Of the decisions you make.
But it's not real. Don't worry. Everybody's going to walk out alive.
Everyone will walk out alive.
This is a game-based exhibit.
It's wonderful.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I love Turtle Bay. You know, I never hear anybody that ever says anything negative about Turtle Bay. Do you ever hear that? No. Of course.
We have a lot of fans. Turtle Bay has been around for a long time. It's a great place for families. We have a lot of homeschool groups that come. We have school groups. It's an educational facility. We have so many cool opportunities to bring exciting things for families to come that are entertaining and educational at the same time. And so that, you know, that ties in with amazing pollinators in the museum right now. And then just a minute ago, we were chatting about one of our new events coming up. It's called Glowing Wild.
Okay.
And it's kind of coming off of the idea that, Garden of Lights has been such a successful family event. And we wanted to find something that might work in the springtime.
Okay.
And so we have that amazing botanical gardens out there ready for all sorts of events. So we, put our heads together, did a lot of research, and we found that celebrating wildlife and plants and that kind of thing is something that we wanted to go further with. And so we're introducing an event called Glowing Wild. They're very large-scale Asian lanterns that some of them are 20, 30, 40 feet tall. It's a really exciting light show in the gardens. So it's open from 6 to 10 p.m. And the dates are March 29th through May 26th on select nights. Tickets did go on sale on February 1st, and people are already buying tickets.
So, of course they are.
So it's an exciting event. It's a major fundraiser for Turtle Bay. So we have major operating costs every year. And so this is another idea that we've come up with to meet those operating costs. Our events can be really popular for families and individuals. Membership and admission to the museum is really important. But we also are creating these events to help us reach our goal every year.
And one of the great things is spring in the gardens is absolutely beautiful, right? The gardens will not be closed during the day. We will be, people will still be able to go through the gardens, unlike Garden of Lights, where we do have to shut the gardens down during the day because it's, someone's going to trip over something out there.
Right.
This is not like that. These lanterns are self-contained. So people will be able to see them during the day as well. And they're beautiful during the day.
But not, they're just not lit up.
Not lit up.
But they're still beautiful,
right.
I'm sure.
So the gardens will close at 4, and then it'll turn around and become glowing wild at night. And Seth, what Chinese New Year did we just celebrate?
Well, it is the Year of the Dragon.
And what potentially mythical, maybe real creature might be featured out there as well as our own wildlife?
Well, there's going to be a very large dragon right by the Sundial Bridge. And so there's like there's going to be a 100-foot dragon right there.
Live? Is this going to be a live dragon?
You can use your imagination.
Break the news. You can break the news right here.
It's going to fly in every night.
It's going to look amazing. If you go to turtlebay.org, the first banner there shows that dragon. It's really spectacular. So we're thrilled to be adding this to Turtle Bay's experience. Yeah, so
this is cool.
Yeah,
okay, because you know you could say you have you had a reindeer, so you could have a Komodo dragon.
That's right.
You know, one of those, and they get pretty big. Of course, couldn't you just imagine what would happen if a Komodo dragon got loose in Redding?
Something would happen.
We wouldn't have a feral animal population problem. Now this sounds great. So did everybody get their heads together and discuss this and say, you know what, we ought to have something in the spring because this is so, people love this, you know, our Garden of Lights, and everybody just loves that so much. Maybe we should offer something in the spring for people.
I like to think that it's like 20 years in the making. The fact that we're able to do this, I think, has taken a lot of work for Turtle Bay to be able to put on an event of this scale. We really started thinking about it a couple years ago, though, when we really wanted to implement a light show that was in the spring or the fall. Mm-hmm. And we would probably do something in the summer, but it doesn't get dark until like 9:30.
Yeah, I mean,
so it would be difficult to do a light show without
night dynamos.
So we looked at the calendar. We looked at, you know, it gets dark around 6 or 7, and so that, you know, and we want this to be a night event where everything's lit up. So
sure.
So that's,
it's going to be set up the same way, food vendors and all that kind of
stuff. Absolutely. Yep. They'll have a food court, food vendors, Mosaics providing the food and beverage for purchase, and a very similar path to Garden of Lights. Goes through the gardens. It's 10 acres. But there's going to be a lot of different things, too. We really celebrate the holiday season with Garden of Lights. With this one, we're really celebrating wildlife and native plants.
Okay.
And the exhibits are just, you know, it's world class. It's an art, you know, it's really an art exhibit. So it's really in line with everything else that we do. And we're just thrilled to get
going.
And
tickets are on sale right now.
Tickets are on sale right now. Just go to turtlebay.org and follow that.
And bet we're going to be able to score some tickets from Turtle Bay to be able to give away. I mean,
absolutely.
It's a tsunami of phone calls when we say we have tickets for the Garden of Lights. Now we have tickets for the...
We can do a ticket giveaway right now if you'd like. Let's do it.
Okay, so... these are tickets are good for any day,
Any day that we're open. Yep.
Any day that they're open. Now, remember, some days they're going to be probably not open.
There are some days. So, it's open select dates, March 29th through May 26th.
Okay. And this is for the...
This is Glowing Wild.
Glowing Wild.
An Illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival.
I got
Festival.
It right here. An Illuminated... Okay. So if you'd like tickets, 2 tickets to this, which are probably going to be... I don't know how much, not important. If you would like to have 2 tickets for this, Glowing Wild, get the very first 2 tickets. You can start calling us at 605, which they have already, 605-4567. And you can get your tickets. And, yep, here we come. You know, somebody, as soon as they heard the word tickets and giveaway.
And Turtle Bay.
And Turtle Bay, called. And there's other people calling, but we've already, have we given away the tickets there, Ben?
How many tickets we got?
We got 2 tickets.
Just 2. Just the first person gets 2 tickets. Tell them we're sorry. We'll be giving away more as we get closer, though.
That's right.
We will. So just keep listening. We gave away every ticket we had. I think we even asked for some more. So, okay. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you for having us. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
The pollinators.
Amazing pollinators.
Amazing pollinators.
Now through May 27th.
Oh, May 27th.
All the way through Memorial Day.
So you could go to, first of all, your members, right?
Right.
And how much is membership now? It's gone up a little bit.
For a family of two adults and four kids, it's $105
a year. $105
a year? Yes.
And it doesn't even have to be your four kids.
You can bring any four kids.
You can bring your two kids and two more.
Random kids off the street.
Random kids off the street.
Yep.
Ask their parents. Just don't take them.
Okay. There will be a point in time where you can come in and see Amazing Pollinators and the Butterfly House and go to Glowing Wild.
All in one amazing day.
Wow.
And night.
Come in early for rodeo week. You can have spend.
Go to rodeo.
Go to rodeo during the week. You know, go to this.
There's a lot happening in Reading.
There's a lot happening in Reading. Wow, that's right. The butterflies. I love the butterflies.
Yeah, butterflies is opening a little bit earlier this year. Seth, do you have that exact date?
May 4th.
It is May 4th. That's right. I was negotiating that one. And that we did specifically because of Amazing Pollinators. We wanted people to have that dual experience.
Oh, that's great. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Okay. So for more information, go to
turtlebay.org.
There you go. All right. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. Starting our day off good.
Thank you.
Okay. We're going to take a break and we'll be right back.
Sorry, I butchered your title.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Reading Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Reading Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hi, I'm Dr. Laura Hobbs, running for supervisor in District 2. We need to fight tyrannical state overreach in this county, and I'm just the person for the job. Shasta must maintain its sovereignty. A vote for me is a vote for local control over hand-counted elections, no state-funded windmills or other green energy nonsense, and absolutely no mask mandates or lockdowns. Make Shasta great again and vote for Laura Hobbs on March 5th. And visit me at VoteLauraHobbs.com for more info.
Paid for by Laura Hobbs for Supervisor. District 2, 2024.
Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blasengame present Amazing Pollinators, on display now through May 27th at the Turtle Bay Museum. Immerse yourself in this visually stunning, game-based role-play adventure that explores the colorful and diverse world of pollinator and plant relationships. Amazing Pollinators at Turtle Bay Museum was created by Minotaur Mazes, a company specializing in interactive maze exhibits. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hi, I'm Matt Plummer, and I'm running for Shasta County District 4 Supervisor because I believe Shasta County could be the best, freest place in California. Instead, crime is increasing while a floor of our jail was closed for over a year, and the sheriff loses deputies. Homeless camps spill onto our streets, our roads are seventh worst in the state, and we lose every battle to Sacramento. The incumbent has had 11 years to fix these issues, but they have only gotten worse. Vote Matt Plummer by March 5th. Paid for by Matt Plummer for Supervisor 2024.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, I'm Laura Hobbs. As supervisor, I will fight for all the citizens of Shasta County. Some of the issues I care about are hand-counted elections at the precincts, a fair and just settlement for the victims of the Igo Ono fire and the Acid Canal debacle, and defending Shasta's sovereignty from tyrannical state-down control. I'm against the windmills in Shasta County, and I support the Second Amendment. To find out more, visit VoteLauraHobbs.com. Vote Laura Hobbs on March 5th and make Shasta great again.
Paid for by Laura Hobbs for Supervisor. District 2, 2024.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
To the town of Albrea rode a stranger one fine day. Hardly spoke to folks around him, didn't have too much to say. No one dared to ask his business, no one dared to make a slip. The stranger there among them had a big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip.
Welcome back, yeah. You know, you gotta watch me here. You gotta open your eyes and stop singing along like I was. Okay.
The green and red mics got switched.
You're kidding.
Yeah.
How'd
that
happen?
So I thought you were on, and then no.
No, you mean, how could the green mics, and they have been switched. When did they do that?
There's some tomfoolery about.
Did they just change these?
Yep.
Is that what happened? I'll be darned. Those little devils on the weekend. They switched the mic. Well, we'll switch them back. We'll switch them back at the hour. No wonder you're getting confused.
I have to guess here.
Well, I tell you what, our producer, Christina, I'm going to talk to you about this. If those little gremlins are changing these things around, you got to watch them.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're probably still. They're probably upset. Well, you know what could have happened is maybe they switched things out after what happened Sunday. I'm sure, you know, regular listeners knows what happens. So I get a phone call, or I get a message Sunday. Let me see if I can find the exact time. And probably not, but, at about, oh gosh, Sunday at 12:53. And, Aaron and Bill were on the air, and somebody, I'm thinking it could have been a hired terrorist, came in and threw a huge rock. I mean, this thing is like a 3-pound rock through our window. So you think immediately when I get notified, I'm thinking, was this an operative hired by President Biden? Because I haven't been, you know, I've been kind of tough on him about his memory. Then I realized he probably doesn't remember who we are. Then I thought maybe Putin, a Russian, because, you know, we're saying how bad he is for going in Ukraine. Nope. Our intel sources said, no, it didn't come from there. Then I thought, well, maybe it was just somebody doesn't like the shows on our station. And, you know, the intel went out. Nope, it's not that. So it's a homeless guy. Yeah, I can say it because we know who he is. We know where he's staying down the road here. We've got photos of him. He just walked up arbitrarily. You know what? Here's the thing is, if you're going to throw a rock through the window, at least make it a cool rock. This thing looks like something. This looks like a homeless rock. Not taken care of. Nothing, you know. If you're going to throw a rock through the windows of KCNR, throw a geode. I want a geode. If you're going to throw a rock through our station window, I want it to be like a geode that we can break it open. It's beautiful on the inside. How about a bar of gold? A bar of gold through the window. And, you know, frankly, I might not care too much about that. See, what else could they throw there? The world's largest diamond. You could throw that through the window. How about a case of good scotch? This rock is beneath our dignity right here. This rock is beneath the dignity of KCNR Radio. And you ought to see the hole there. It's a good sized hole. And then we taped up all the cracks. I'm talking about Pat Karch. Pat Karch was all over it. He and Christina taking care of it. Thank God our guest that were here, our show hosts and guests, were not injured, because this thing is a 3-pound rock. Came through that window with glass and everything else, and thank God nobody was hurt. But as it is, our Cracker Jack team followed this guy, saw what he looked like, went out, found him, gave the location to the police. Now, as of yesterday, the police still hadn't had him. Though I do understand that they drove by where he was supposed to be at and he wasn't there right there. But all the stuff was. So what do you do? We've been here 14 years, never had a problem. So my insurance company is getting a call today. I've got my police report number. I already had one glass company come out, and hoping to get the second one out here to give us an estimate. But so far, the first estimate's $1,000 for this glass. I don't know how much the next one's going to be. And I don't even know how much my deductible is. So this is still going to come out of my pocket, part of it. But here's the thing. I hear it from, I see it, and I hear from other business owners, they just broke my window. Yeah, they weren't trying to steal anything. They just broke my window. And if you remember, what was it, 4 or 5 years ago, my friends, there was that woman, maybe it's longer than that. Let's just say 5 years. There was a woman, homeless woman, obviously having a little, cranked up a little high, started breaking windows of several businesses. Just would break them. They catch her. She'd come back, break another one, catch her, break another one, until they got her the mental help she needed. And how do I know that she got the mental help? Because she was in a halfway house that I was familiar with afterwards. And she, who knows? Our first report said it was a woman. And the first thing I thought of was long hair. And I thought, she let her hair grow out. But it wasn't. It's a guy. I have his description if you'd like it. Are you ready? Let me see. The description here is, not that you have to do anything about it, because, we know what he looks like. I've got a photo of him. White male, 160 pounds, shoulder length, sandy blonde hair, black leather jacket, plaid green shirt, gray trousers, and a lawn chair. The lawn chair is my favorite part. That just described half the downtown population. So that narrows it down. Now, so how do you prevent this? If you've got an idea how to prevent this without physical violence, okay, introduce him to Mr. Baseball Bat. No. You don't do that. It's like shooting somebody that's stealing your bicycle. You don't kill people over things. But you would like to prevent it. So what's the way of preventing it? Do you put like a screen? Do you put like plexiglass? Can you imagine how much? Or shatterproof glass. Do you realize how much that would cost for a window? Or do you just put something like a screen across it? A screen. Like a window screen. Just a large window screen that comes down from the front and acts as the barrier that'll hit that first.
We need a C-RAM weapon system.
A C-RAM. How about an IED? It is. You come up, the window breaks, and it completely destroys the front sidewalk. No. You don't do that. It's just that, people, it's tough enough to be in business. All my friends are in business understand this. It's tough enough being in business. The state's raising your taxes, raising the salary, everything that's going on. You're paying more and more and more, and then some jerk who's not there, but is living on the street, throws a brick through your window. And then, let's just say he was arrested yesterday. How long is he going to stay in there? Not. He's on the street again. Even if they picked him up, went through his booking, he's on the street again, right now, looking for a rock. Wants to finish the job because it only broke out one part of it. Of course, you have to replace the whole window. So I guess he could come back and take out the rest of the window. Yeah. Okay. I won't talk about this anymore. One reason I'm bringing it up is it's the same thing that other businesses are having. We've been fortunate that we haven't had, somebody living in our front door like many do. You know, just as we were leaving, our last guest said, oh yeah, her business, she has to come in there, she has to push the people out, they have to clean up the stuff they left, and some of it's just disgusting. And it's happening all over town. Now, Brian Barner, our police chief, is sweeping through, he's cleaning it up. But see, it's unless a policeman is standing outside, or you know, standing outside your business, this is just going to keep happening because they don't care, because there's no ramifications, because we don't have a jail. Board of Supervisors, what are you doing to get us a jail? Because this guy obviously probably has a drug problem. I'm just going to say it, some kind of mental problem. And if you had a place to put him, then maybe then they could get the help they need. You know, I was even thinking about going up and just saying, why would you do that? Why don't you just, you know, I just want to know, why'd you throw a brick through the window?
And then instead of a geode.
Instead of a geode. Yeah. A geode. Now, that would be cool. Hey, somebody just threw a geode through your window. Could be an alien.
We should use those as our new weather rocks as protest.
Well, you know what? That's a great idea. Weather Rock, you're getting retired. New Weather Rock has just joined us. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Know the ins and outs of proper windshield repair? Crackmaster Windshield Repair does. He's been repairing windshields for decades. Nobody's better than Jeff Worst at repairing a windshield. Whether it's a small chip or a crack 2 feet in length, Jeff can fix it. Guarantees his work for the life of the windshield. You don't see the crack. The 8-inch crack in my windshield he fixed 16 years ago, you still can't see. Yeah, that's right. 16 years ago, you still can't see it. Come on over and I'll show you where it's at. That's how good he is. And he guarantees his work for the life of the windshield. Not sure about what you really need? Well, come on down for a free inspection and analysis to Jeff Worst at 3208 South Market Street. Or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment today. Locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business. Crackmaster Windshield Repair and Jeff Worst. We'll be right back.
Why do you
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4. I've lived in Shasta County for over 50 years, and it's been a true honor to serve as Chairman of the Shasta County Board of Supervisors this last year. Proven conservative leadership. I'm leading the effort to build a new correctional facility for Shasta County. Working closely with the Sheriff, Public Works, and our CEO, I believe this will help immensely reduce crime in Shasta County. Thank you for your support. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4.
The National Wild Turkey Federation's 25th Annual Reading Chapter Hunting Heritage Banquet is Saturday, March 9th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. To purchase tickets for the event, or if you would like more information, contact Candy Muse at 530-526-8350. That's 530-526-8350. Or online at nwtf.org/event. Sponsored by Johnny Morris Bass Pro Shops, Cabela's, Benelli, Hoyt Harness Company, La Crosse, Sportsman's Guide, and Tacticam.
Go with Mazzano.
Mark Mazzano is a 29-year veteran of the California Highway Patrol who retired with honors.
Go with Mazzano.
Mark's a proven leader in law enforcement and government. Someone who gets things done.
Go with Mazzano.
A new voice for the North State who will finally represent everyone in District 1.
Go with Mazzano.
My name is Mark Mazzano, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Mazzano for Assembly 2024.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org, and they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Start your year off with a winning streak. Come down to Wind River Resort and Casino for our $50,000 new year, new winnings. Swipe to win draw. Swipe your free River Club card daily to win free drawing entries or other instant prizes. Don't miss your chance to win up to $200 free slot play every Thursday starting at 7 p.m. Join us for final drawings on January 25th and February 29th for a chance to win up to $2,000 cash. For complete details, see WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN. Find your moments at Win River Resort and Casino.
Please join Election Integrity Project California and United Sovereign Americans on February 17th, 11 a.m. at Reading Red Lion Hotel, Sierra Conference Room, for an exciting election presentation. United Sovereign Americans is working with Californians to develop court-worthy evidence regarding violation of federal law to certify invalid elections. Invalid elections include those in which voter rolls contain registrants that do not qualify to be counted, such as deceased, duplicates, or those who have moved. Mark your calendars February 17th, 11 a.m., Red Lion Hotel, Sierra Conference Room, for an exciting election presentation. Thank you.
Welcome back to P5 Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and DeBott. Good morning. 13th of February, Tuesday, 2024, 7:52 in the morning, about 49 degrees out there. And it looks like we could be having some more rain this week. I'm sorry, I leave for a couple of days, leave you with sunshine. Today, partly sunny, and then today, then tonight, rain, and then tomorrow, rain. Thursday, rain. Friday, rain. Chances of it. It's mostly cloudy. Chance of precipitation, 30%. So it's going to be cloudy. Rain on Saturday and Sunday, though. So, weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. And this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Right here in Redding, California. Voted number one in the North State on the Record Searchlight best of contest, best jewelry shop, and it is the only full service jewelry store in Redding. Rebecca and Henry have been running this place for about a decade, and let me tell you, they've just done a wonderful job. Bought it from Leonard. The place has been there for over 30 years, so we can say locally owned, locally operated, locally owned. And a great selection of jewelry at very, very fair prices. A watch repairman there, the whole thing. At Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Donna, good morning.
Good morning. Many of us appreciate the information that we learn on your program. And I think that if all of your guests just dropped off $5 or $10, this cost could be covered. So want to thank you so much for being there and for... some of us, I don't read a lot. My eyes are not real good. And I listen so I can learn what's happening in the community. And I so appreciate all the guests and all that you do. So just that's my suggestion.
Do not bring money down, Donna, okay? But we have insurance for this. You know, the fact that we made it through 14 years is surprising to me without something like this happening. But thank you so much for your kind words. We'll continue. We'll keep it up.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, ma'am. Okay. Did you hear about the shooting? And see, when you come back a day late, things have already happened, but there was a woman, of course, who went into this mega church in Houston, outside Houston, I guess. It's called Lakewood Church, and Texas mega church run by Joel Osteen. On Sunday afternoon, has been identified as an identity-switching Hispanic woman with a pro-Palestinian anti-Semitic beliefs. I'm just not, you know, I'm not too sure how many, and came in. Now, that's bad enough, but then she used a five-year-old as a human shield. Brought in a five-year-old and put the child in front of her, and she started shooting. Now, what happened was, as soon as she came through the door, and two off-duty police officers, law enforcement officers, met her and shot her and killed her. Unfortunately, the child was caught in a crossfire. A church member was also shot in the leg, and it's not clear who shot him. She had a Palestine poster or sticker on her rifle. And she had said before she died that she had a bomb. And so they, you know, really checked out the backpack. Nothing there was there. She just pulled in, accompanied by a small elementary age child. And it happened in between the church's English and Spanish services. Shows the host making announcements in Spanish, interrupted by sounds of gunshots and screams. Two off-duty officers, one Texas ABC Alcoholic Beverage Commission, and the other a cop with the Houston Police Department, returned fire, killing the shooter. They were working there as security for the church. Now, someone called us this morning, and I'm going to call them back, but there is an individual is coming to town being brought in to talk about security in churches. You know, the thing was, here's the great state of California wants to make churches off limit to carry firearms in. Oh, why do you need a pistol in church? Well, ask those people in Houston. What would have happened if you didn't have, they had security there, but what, and there was another one where somebody walked into a church, killed one person, and three of the church members who were acting as security for the church, carrying their firearms, killed this person before he could kill more people. So a church, a gun-free zone. If you're trying to make a statement, just like you do at schools, you bring a gun. So, to answer the question, why do you need to carry a gun in church? I don't need to carry a gun in church. When I go to church, if I carry a firearm, it's to protect other people there. It's to protect my wife. It's to protect myself. Because there are crazy people out there that, if their mental illness isn't treated, they'll throw a rock through your window one day, and a year later, they could be shooting holes through the window. That's why you carry a firearm, self-protection. You know, Second Amendment gives you that right. Supreme Court gives you that right. State of California is trying to take that right away from you. The Democrats are trying to take that right away from you. And if a judge hadn't put a stay on it, you couldn't have carried a firearm legally anywhere. And you couldn't carry it into any business unless the business said, oh, yes, you can carry it in. If you didn't have a sign, it would just say effectively, you can't carry in that business, which is ridiculous. It's just ridiculous. It is the way. It is of children acting out because the Supreme Court said, guess what? This is a constitutional right. The Second Amendment is a constitutional right to bear arms and to protect yourself. And now the state of California, through the Democrats, and if they were Republicans, I'd be saying the same thing about them, are trying to make it illegal for you to carry anywhere and in spaces adjacent to anywhere. Another example of what happens when a bad armed person goes into a place and there's good armed people to prevent a huge tragedy from happening. We'll be right back.
Good news, good news, good news. That's all they want to hear. No, they don't like you when I'm done.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. More than 1,200 flights have been canceled. A lot of schools are closed as a nor'easter dumps snow from the mid-Atlantic to New England. New Yorker Ricky Lee says it's not that bad.
It's been a quiet winter, so it's kind of welcoming. I just hope nobody get hurt and we get home safe.
New York City and vicinity in the bullseye. Winter storm warning in effect for the city, New Jersey, Long Island. A state of emergency declared in Massachusetts. And in the midst of the storm, New York voters trudging to the polls today, deciding on a replacement for deposed Republican Congressman George Santos. The Senate pulled an all-nighter, finally passing a $95 billion foreign Israel and Taiwan.
The 70-29 vote came after a small group of Republicans opposed to the $60 billion for Ukraine held the Senate floor throughout the night, using the final hours of debate to argue that the U.S. should focus on its own problems before sending more money overseas. The package faces a deeply uncertain future in the House, where conservative Republicans oppose the legislation. Speaker Mike Johnson has made it clear that it could be weeks or months before Congress sends the legislation to President Biden's desk, if at all.
Correspondent Jeremy House. At first, they did not succeed, so they're trying again. House Republicans plan another vote on impeaching Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas. Wall Street is gripped by a sell-off this morning following release of a consumer price report that shows inflation is still with us. Prices rose 0.3% from December to last month, and prices are 3.1% higher than they were 1 year ago. And Wall Street's benchmarks are deep in the red this morning, all down more than 1%. The Dow is off 486 points, while the NASDAQ is down 207 points, and the S&P is off 61. More on these stories at townhall.com.
To avoid digital threats, turn on NordVPN. It's trusted by millions of users. Just visit NordVPN.com. One of the fastest VPNs on Earth will block web trackers, malicious websites, and malware-ridden downloads. It will also encrypt your internet traffic while maintaining a smooth connection. So improve your digital privacy and protection against hackers with one simple click. Get the special deal at NordVPN.com and enjoy safer internet daily. NordVPN. Cybersecurity built for every day.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos. Fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at GetEthos.com. That's GetEthos.com.
Alaska state health officials say an elderly man has died from a virus that bears the state's name.
The virus is called Alaska pox, which health officials say is related to smallpox, cowpox, and mpox, formerly known as monkeypox. Symptoms can include a rash, swollen lymph nodes, and joint or muscle pain. Health officials say 7 cases of Alaska pox have been reported since 2015, and all involve people who were living in the Fairbanks area. Officials say the man who died passed in late January, and he also was undergoing cancer treatment and had a suppressed immune system. I'm Donna Water.
Russia is accusing the West of sabotaging agreements that could have prevented the war in Ukraine. However, the U.S. and its allies, putting the blame squarely on Moscow, saying there is no escaping the fact that President Vladimir Putin ordered the invasion of Ukraine. News and analysis at townhall.com. Ever feel overwhelmed by the vast variety of products crowding the supermarket shelves? Well, if so, relief is on the way.
Plenty of retailers and suppliers are reducing the variety of their offerings to focus instead on what they think will sell best. Stu Leonard's, a supermarket chain, now has 24 cereal flavors or types, down from 49 in 2019. Coca-Cola has discontinued half its drink brands to 200. Many businesses justify their limited selection by asserting shoppers don't want so much choice. It's also more profitable for companies because they're not carrying over as many leftovers that need to be discounted. John Scott reporting.
Former President Trump is appealing to the U.S. Supreme Court, asking the High Court to extend the delay in his election interference trial and to ultimately find him immune from prosecution on charges he plotted to overturn the outcome of the 2020 election. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. We are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. You can hop into our chat room the same way. Our phone lines here are 503-530-605-4567. Okay. I have been gone, actually a day off from work, but I was in Nevada for 2 days and then came home yesterday, so they are trying to retrain me as fast as they can. Now, somehow our red and green microphones got switched. And the way they did it was they took off the microphone covers. They're different colors. And they switched them. Now, I don't know if they did that because of the glass that had come in here from that guy throwing the brick through or the rock through the window. That's probably what happened. Anyway, so that was a problem for Ben and me when we first started. But we're okay now. And like I said, today's the 13th of February, Tuesday, 2024, 8:06 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and the weather. Today, partly sunny, with a high near 58. Tonight, rain after 4 a.m. with a low around 44. Wednesday, rain, high near 52, and rain on Wednesday, Thursday. Gosh, Friday and Saturday and Sunday. But the temperature's not going to be crazy low. It's going to be in the 40s and in the mid-50s during the day. So we're back to rain. See, here's another example. I leave, the sun is shining. It is a beautiful drive to Reno. Snow, clear roads, no traffic. It's a Saturday morning. And coming back yesterday, same thing. The mountains are beautiful, very little traffic, just a nice ride. And we always stop at Old Station, stop in there and get a drink or something like that. They have, by the way, the cleanest bathrooms on 44 at Old Station out there. And nice people, family-owned business there. So shout out to them. So let's go to Richard. Richard, good morning.
Morning. Morning. You hear me okay?
I hear you. Licky-chicky.
Ah, great. Hey, two quick announcements, and then I have a question for you. You just mentioned church security. So I'm in the local rifle pistol chapter. California Rifle Pistol Fullerton is hosting that church security seminar.
Somebody called
no.
me. And, okay, they gave the name of somebody named Meeks.
Yeah.
Do you know
that? Well, I'm the one organizing it, this local event. So
okay.
It's February 20th, Tuesday night, Anderson VFW, 6 p.m.
Okay.
There is a nominal charge, but if you go to their website, sheepdogsafetytraining.com. You know, they're just looking to reimburse their travel expenses. These folks are from Texas. They travel the country for the last several years giving these safety seminars. And it does not have to be strictly religious facilities. It can be anybody.
Oh, no. I would imagine that if you've got a it could be, are you going to talk about like hardening a little bit, hardening your church or something, or just mainly the security?
Yeah, putting together security teams, right, and beginning to learn to train on dealing with certain events. Let's just put it that way. So, anyways, again, February 20th, Tuesday, 6 p.m., Anderson VFW. Go to the website, sheepdogsafetytraining.com. If you're having a problem, that's where you go to register. And if there's an issue with paying the ticket price, there is actually a phone number there. They can negotiate ticket prices because they don't want that price to keep people from attending. So that was my first announcement. Any questions on that?
No, because I'm going to talk about this. I'm going to try and get this guy on the phone to talk about this thing. You know, it's a shame. Yeah, Richard, it's a shame that we have to give seminars on how to protect people in churches from individuals.
Oh, yeah, well, unfortunately.
But that's way we are in the world. But no, that's, you know, when Parkland, not Parkland, but that one in Colorado, the first one. And it's been.
Well, unfortunately, too much happened. So, kind of related to that, Carl, you were talking about that church in Texas that just occurred. With the shooter and the 5-year-old that was brought in. You know, unfortunately, if you go to alternative media, the real news, Carl. That was actually a transgender shooter. That was a man trying to be a woman. And unfortunately, this is, I believe, the fifth one in the last year where a transgender person has gone in and shot a place up. And the unfortunate part of all that is they're on all these chemical hormone balancers and hormone everything. And you know, that just turns their bodies and their minds inside out, and that makes them kind of unstable.
Hey, Richard, just for a second here. You and I disagree at times on things. You know, like what's the term about evil? But this is not the only time this has happened. That one in Nashville, and it went into the school and shot people, was also.
Well, sure.
And there's been other instances, and there are experts out there saying, you know, that this change of the body, the hormones, and what's going on with the hormones in a person's body like this, you know, I mean, it causes depression, it could cause anger, and it causes all types of things.
Yeah, and if I could move on to second short
sure.
announcement. So the ballots are out. They should be in your mailboxes by now, if not any day.
I've got mine.
I beg everybody, please vote in person on election day. Use the ballot you were mailed. So take it out of the envelope, vote that ballot, and turn that ballot in.
You have to do that. You have to use the ballot because just went down there without my ballot that they had mailed to me thinking I was going to do it the same way. What happens is they give you a ballot, but it's provisional. So bring the ballot that's got your name and identification number and all that stuff on it, just like Richard says. That's a good point.
Well, and there's a reason for that, though, Carl, for some of the listeners. It actually helps reduce the election fraud because voting too early, the registrar is actually allowed by state law to process and tabulate your ballots early. Now, they cannot release the results till 8 p.m., but if somebody has a trust issue with your elections officials, such as I do, the elections officials have access to the unofficial, unreleased tabulation results. And then they can use those numbers for nefarious purposes. And the second reason is don't mail it in. The reason is every time your ballot is handled, manipulated by a person, that increases the chances of mistakes, fraud, everything you want to call it. And those are the two reasons, the main reasons, to do what I had recommended.
Okay. Thanks, Richard. Appreciate that.
Thanks again.
You bet. Bye. Hey, I'm going to take an early break because I have Erin Ryan on the line, and I've got to take a break, and she's going to talk. She was in doing her show when we had the terrorist incident. Okay, maybe not terrorists, but when we had the incident with the two 2.5-pound rock, which, by the way, I'm thinking about either making it our weather rock or breaking it into pieces and selling this rock to people, or maybe auctioning it off to the highest bidder to help pay the repair of the window. So this portion of the show brought to you by, you know what, Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. Yeah. If you're not getting treatment for a work injury because of denials or other problems, give Patrick Gorman a call at 530-262-2168 for a free consultation. Work injuries are life-changing. We know that affects you, affects your employer, and affects your family. Get the help you need by somebody that is just, you know, super in doing this and helping his clients. Patrick Gorman, 530-262-2168. And we'll be right back with Aaron Ryan.
Hi, I'm Dr. Laura Hobbs, running for supervisor in District 2. We need to fight tyrannical state overreach in this county, and I'm just the person for the job. Shasta must maintain its sovereignty. A vote for me is a vote for local control over hand-counted elections, no state-funded windmills or other green energy nonsense, and absolutely no mask mandates or lockdowns. Make Shasta great again and vote for Laura Hobbs on March 5th. And visit me at VoteLauraHobbs.com for more info.
Paid for by Laura Hobbs for supervisor. District 2, 2024.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hi, I'm Matt Plummer, and I'm running for Shasta County District 4 Supervisor because I believe Shasta County could be the best, freest place in California. Instead, crime is increasing while a floor of our jail was closed for over a year, and the sheriff loses deputies. Homeless camps spill onto our streets, our roads are seventh worst in the state, and we lose every battle to Sacramento. The incumbent has had 11 years to fix these issues, but they have only gotten worse. Vote Matt Plummer by March 5th. Paid for by Matt Plummer for Supervisor 2024.
Need a cure for the midweek blues? Laughter is the best medicine. Join us in overtime every Wednesday at 8 p.m. for Comedy Night. Enjoy the humor of different comedians every Wednesday, and the weekend is heating up in overtime with karaoke every Thursday and DBJs performing every Friday and Saturday night. So grab your friends, your dancing shoes, and enjoy signature cocktails with no cover charge. See WinRiver.com for the weekly lineup.
Must be 21 to attend.
Find your moment at the river.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin from the Flag Center. Winter rain and wind is hard on flags. So until March 21st, bring us that tattered old glory, and we'll give you 15% off any all-weather Tuftex American flag. Stop in and see us at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. The Flag Center, since 1982. American flags, American made.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Hi, I'm Laura Hobbs. As supervisor, I will fight for all the citizens of Shasta County. Some of the issues I care about are hand-counted elections at the precincts, a fair and just settlement for the victims of the Igo Ono fire and the Acid Canal debacle, and defending Shasta's sovereignty from tyrannical state-down control. I'm against the windmills in Shasta County, and I support the Second Amendment. To find out more, visit VoteLauraHobbs.com. Vote Laura Hobbs on March 5th and make Shasta great again.
Paid for by Laura Hobbs for supervisor. District 2, 2024.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Botland is on assignment this morning. It's Tuesday. Good morning, everybody. And we are going right to our guest, Aaron Ryan, who was at Ground Zero on Sunday when the attack occurred. Good morning, Aaron.
Hello.
Okay, just what were you talking about to cause this reaction?
Yeah.
Obviously, well, it's our fault because this
well, it's kind of interesting because it happens to be the same day that a transgender person shot up a church in Texas. Interesting.
Yeah.
So we were talking with a Democrat attorney out of San Francisco. You would think that would be friendly.
Yeah.
Friendly territory.
Yeah.
Anyway, her name is Erin Friday, and she is a really frontline advocate for kids.
Yeah.
And protecting their rights and parents' rights for their children. So we were talking about the initiative that's out in California up for signature at this point. It's protectkidsca.com. And so anyway, in the midst of talking about that, we kind of fell under heavy fire.
Did you notice this guy? Did you notice him before it happened?
Oh, I always keep that shade down in front.
Oh, the shade was.
If the shade wouldn't have been down, we would actually, you know, all joking aside, because I'm kind of, I don't know.
Somebody would have been hurt.
Not a panicker.
Yeah.
There would have been some real injuries because that glass came out of there like chunks of a butcher knife.
Yeah,
The pieces made it probably 5 feet into the room, and the rock landed right by my stool. I mean, so the rock was right on target to hit me right in the face.
Wow.
So, yeah, that would have been a very bad deal.
Yeah.
Because the shade flew halfway up.
Yeah, you know, I'm looking at the shade right. The shade's up right now, but it looks like there's a hole through part of it. So when I put it down, I'm gonna take a look and see how much got through there.
That shade blew halfway up, and it wasn't. It's not much of a shade, but I'll tell you what. Any port in a storm, but whoever that was got a hell of a wind up because the rock broke in half.
Yeah.
Half the rock was on one side of the room, the other half was on the other side, and it knocked. What is it? About a two foot by two foot hole.
Yeah. Yep. Cracked everything else.
I cut 1 minute audio. I don't know if Ben has that cued, but
do you have that cued? Okay, well, if he's got it cued, let's play that right now.
And so now we're doing that as an institution, telling kids to basically keep stuff secret. Sorry, we have to take a really quick break. We don't have to take a quick break. She's waving her arms. Something's happening. Okay, we're not taking a break. We're continuing to talk. Okay, that was fun.
Oh, well, I got a question.
I love live radio. Okay, go.
Well,
something bad just happened.
Is
everybody okay?
No.
No, don't go out there.
Don't go out there.
Hold on.
Come back.
Don't go out there.
Keep talking, Aaron.
Okay, all right. Well, I hope everybody's safe, but... So the school notification...
Excuse me, dear listeners, we are taking a few minutes break. We have issues, inconvenience. We'll be right back shortly.
Ta-da.
Oh.
Okay, all right.
And the song's pretty great, actually. If you would have kept playing it,
well,
it's kind of funny.
We're going to play.
We already had it cued, and it was they did a bad thing.
Oh, is that what it was?
Like,
well, they did.
Yeah.
Okay.
To let you
know what's happened since then, our guys went out after him, and we've identified him. We've told the police where he's staying. Police went by there; he wasn't there, but they were going to keep a lookout for him. So I'm going to make another call this morning to see if he's picked up. Because, as you said, that rock came through there. I don't keep the shade down. So I guess I could be looking outside, and I see some guy getting ready to throw something. And, but if we had guests in here, I mean, that glass could come through and hurt somebody really badly. So this person is, you know, this could have caused extreme,
that injury. That would have been deadly. The chunks were, I mean, it wasn't like you know, it isn't like safety glass. It all comes out in little squares.
No.
And it wasn't like regular glass that just shatters. These were big, giant, very pointed chunks that came straight in. Yeah. And if you look at how they were laying on the floor.
Yeah, I have a video of
yeah.
that. Yeah.
And yeah, if you really wanted to hurt somebody, that would be the way to do it.
You know, it could be he thought it was just shut down. The place was closed. But not that that makes any difference. You know, if he'd seen people in there, would that have made any difference? I don't know. And thank God you were not hurt.
Weird.
Thank God nobody was hurt. Really. I mean, I noticed that your guest just picked it right up again.
Well, because I was talking to her, in the microphone, and I said, "Just keep talking." And I just want you to know that was Katie Gorman on Soprano there with the Freddy Krueger scream.
You know what? Here's the thing. I didn't hear any profanity in that. There might have been, but I didn't hear any. But
no,
there really wasn't.
If I had been sitting here.
They would have had to bleep out a couple minutes right there.
Oh.
So.
No, that was me in the background going, I think something bad's happening.
Yeah, I think you were right. Anyway, we've identified the guy. The police know where he's staying at. I'll follow that up today to see if they picked him up. And we've gotten a police report number in. So hopefully. That they'll pick this guy up.
Well,
not that it makes any difference.
It was an advertisement, though. You know, honestly, for the Second Amendment, because the police didn't come. I was there in an addition. That was like 12:45, and I left at 2:15 or better, and they still hadn't gotten there. So, bottom line is, you better be prepared to take care of yourself.
And something like this, you know, and I said, if I'm standing there, and some guy's going to throw a rock through my window, I'll go out there and tell him to stop. But I'm not going to shoot him for throwing a rock through a window. But if he turned around and started to throw the rock at me, things changed right then. He's holding this rock is 2.5-3 pounds, and you get hit with one of those.
We had no way of knowing. Did somebody throw a rock through the window so they could come and shoot us through the hole? Like, you have no way of knowing that.
Yeah.
You don't know what's going on. We couldn't see anybody. Nope. So there was, you know, some thought that there might be more to it than that. We had no idea who did it. But
Northern Firearms Instruction has concealed carry classes, and I don't mind if people carry concealed into my business. So anyway.
Yeah, so anyway, there were a lot of things going on there, but honestly, I think in this day and age, people ought to be prepared to take care of themselves, because law enforcement's busy, and in this particular case, they were not available at that time.
Yeah.
So if there was more to it, we were kind of on our own.
Yeah.
But I'm glad they figured it out. There was the engineer had said, I think it was a homeless lady. I'm like, no, I'm sorry, but it's definitely a man and somebody with a much stronger arm than that.
Well, it is a guy. We have his description. I'm not going to put his picture up on Facebook, but we have his description. We have this is my people. They went up later and just talked to the guy. Not about this, but just to make sure it was him so we could get a positive ID. Yeah, that's the kind of people I have working here.
Was there a camera or something? How'd they know who it was?
They saw him. They went when she went outside. Somebody went outside and saw him, and then they followed him. So that's what happened.
Okay.
And they found out where he was, gave the location. So I hopefully the police picked him up by now. Not that you know. Here's the thing: is he threw a rock through a window. He's probably mentally deranged. So what are they going to do? Nothing.
He's
going to get booked.
The thing is, that glass is really thick. So you didn't just – I mean, if most of us threw a rock at a window, you might break that a little bit. But that was a huge rock, and that's really thick glass to break that much of it out
glass,
and get it that far into the room. That was quite a hurl.
That glass has probably been there since this building was here. Just like the rest of the windows along the street. So, you know, that window could have been 30 years old. So, yeah, anyway, I'm glad you were not hurt. That's the big thing. Because you can replace glass.
Yeah, we thought it didn't turn into something more exciting. And, so we just kept broadcasting because we figured, well, you know what? Life goes on, right?
Yeah, well, the glass is broken already. So what are you going to do?
Exactly.
I just wonder if you'd had that, you know, two things. If it had been up, if the shade had been up, would he have seen people in there and then not done it? Or would that have pushed him right in, you know, would you still thrown it? Would it have made any difference to him at all? I don't know. I'm glad you weren't hurt, though.
Know,
you or Bill. I'm glad neither one of you were hurt. Or who else was in there? Katie Gorman?
Katie Gorman was in there. And the thing is, Robert Extra a lot of times is in there because he does our archive after. And he was sitting right where some of those really, really big triangular shards were. They would have gone, they were beyond the stool where he sits, even with the shade down.
Yep.
So those would have hit him.
Yep.
It's something to pay attention to these days.
Well, you know what? There's so many windows broken, and for businesses, you know, these people don't care. They throw a rock through them.
It's time to make windows great again.
Yeah. Hey, thanks a lot, Aaron. I know you're traveling. Thanks for taking the time to give us a call.
No sweat.
You bet. Take care. Bye. I'm really glad nobody was injured in this. I mean, you can replace glass. We can joke about, you know, crazy people out on the street. But, that stops when you start getting people hurt. And I did see the aftermath of this. It took a video and sent it to me. And, yeah, one of those shards that hit somebody, yeah, they could have been bleeding out right here. Oh, yeah. It's like shrapnel. And so, anyway, let's take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by REU. If you're thinking about purchasing an electric vehicle, Reading Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of that vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4. I've lived in Shasta County for over 50 years, and it's been a true honor to serve as Chairman of the Shasta County Board of Supervisors this last year. Proven conservative leadership. I'm leading the effort to build a new correctional facility for Shasta County. Working closely with the Sheriff, Public Works, and our CEO, I believe this will help immensely reduce crime in Shasta County. Thank you for your support. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Maintain your car warranty with our service while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Stop into a Premier oil change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro, in the Holiday Shopping Center, or in Redding, on Lake Boulevard, near Waterworks Park, and Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Hello, this is Wynn Carpenter. I'm running for Shasta County Board of Supervisors, District 3, and I'm ready to serve. I would be honored to be your conservative representative and look forward to doing so. I support the direction the majority of the current board is headed. I support the elimination of the impact fees. I support the Charter County proposal, which will give the local government more control on what we do and how we do it. I support the Second Amendment as stated in the federal and state constitutions. Therefore, I would push to make Shasta County a constitutional carry county. I support a fair and transparent election with traceable and verifiable data. I will stand with the Planning Commission and Board of Supervisors to fight the state and its heavy-handedness to shove the Fountain Windmill Project down our throats. I will stand against any imposition from the state, no matter the issue, on legislative or executive matters under the jurisdiction of the Board of Supervisors of Shasta County, paid for by the committee to elect Wynn Carpenter, Supervisor, District 3.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Please join Election Integrity Project California and United Sovereign Americans on February 17th, 11 a.m. at Reading Red Lion Hotel, Sierra Conference Room, for an exciting election presentation. United Sovereign Americans is working with Californians to develop court-worthy evidence regarding violation of federal law to certify invalid elections. Invalid elections include those in which voter rolls contain registrants that do not qualify to be counted, such as deceased, duplicates, or those who have moved. Mark your calendars, February 17th, 11 a.m., Red Lion Hotel, Sierra Conference Room, for an exciting election presentation. Thank you.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio, as we say, freedom of speech under attack. At KCNR Radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from who? Lucky Mellers. That's right. Locally owned, locally operated Cypress Square Barbershop, a veteran-owned business. They give discounts for seniors and veterans, and here's the best thing. They give great haircuts. It's a barbershop. It's not a hair salon. They give great haircuts. They shave around your ears. They shave the back of your neck. And they're just nice guys in there. And I call them for an appointment at 530-244-9478. Works on my schedule. You can they take appointments all the time. Or if you can walk in there, and if they've got an empty spot, rare, but if they have an empty spot there, then you can just get your haircut right there, and you get a great haircut. Man's last stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop. Okay. If you're just tuning in, you're going, what's he talking about? Sunday, during one of our shows, somebody came up, a deranged individual, obviously, and threw up, oh gosh, it's what, 2.5 pound rock through our window. If the shade had not been down, I did not know that at the point the shade was down. If the shade had not been down, we could have had some serious injuries in here by the way the glass was flying and the brick coming through, or the rock coming through and all that. The worst thing is, it's just an ordinary rock. It wasn't a geode. It wasn't a, you know, like a bar gold. It was the Hope Diamond. It's just a regular rock. You know, if you're going to throw a rock through our radio station window, it should be a geode. You know, something, and then we can break up and sell. I may sell this rock. I may sell this rock to the highest bidder, or chunks of the rock, to help offset the cost of the new window that's going to be put in there. So, well, we'll see. We'll, now, play that. You have that thing queued up? Why don't you cue that up again? So we just play it one more time if you haven't heard it.
Just give me one
second. Okay. And right after that, I want to talk the Super Bowl. And I want to just, you know, observations we made that we were there. You know, we go to Reno every year with our friends, Ted and Lisa. And we go to a Super Bowl party. It's not a party. It's just a place to watch it. You know, it has food and that kind of stuff. I want to talk about the crowd that we were in there. Okay. Now, as I said, on Sunday during the We the People with Aaron and Bill Ryan, that they were talking about to a lawyer from San Francisco about kids, and this happened.
And so now we're doing that as an institution, telling kids to basically keep stuff secret. Sorry, we have to take a really quick break. We don't have to take a quick break. She's waving her arms. Something's happening. Okay, we're not taking a break. We're continuing to talk. Okay, that was fun.
Oh, well, I got a question.
I love live radio. Okay, go on.
Oh!
Well, something bad just happened.
I think we
is
do
everybody
have
okay?
Well, no.
No, don't go out there! Don't go
don't
out there!
Out. Hold
come
on.
Back.
Keep talking, Aaron. Okay, all right. Well, I hope everybody's safe, but yeah,
okay,
so
that's okay. Now, let me tell you, our producer, Christina, from the Ukraine, flew out the door to see who did that. Christina is used to bombs falling on her and rockets coming in. Was there, of course, when the Russians first came into the Ukraine and was lucky. Had family here in the States, was able to come over here to the States, and she's just an outstanding young lady. She went out the door to see if she could identify him, and she did. She saw him. She saw what he was wearing, the dog he was with, all that stuff. And then later on that day, Pat and they found him, Pat Karch, of course, one of the nicest guys you'd ever meet, found him, and then he took Christina with him just to take a look at him. And the guy comes up to him, probably he's begging or something, and, you wanted a, so Pat engages him in a short conversation, and meanwhile, the police, when I heard about it, and nobody had shown up, like, you know, an hour or so later, I called somebody I know in the police department, and then he checked the records, because really what I needed, I need the police report number, you know, just like everybody, to be able to give it to your insurance company. So, they met Pat later on, but the guy was gone. But his stuff was still there. So they said they're going to circle around a few times and see if they couldn't find him. So we'll see if they did. Not that it makes any difference, because as we all know, for something like this, they'll arrest him. And unless he's a 5150, he'll be out on the street again. Now, the one thing I did hear is that they had the shade down in here, so it looked like he could have thought it was unoccupied, and he just thought it was a good idea just to throw a rock through a window. Because we get people in here. We get enough people that cycle through, that walk in, that want to have their own radio show. And usually if Sue's out front, she says, Carl! And I come out. And they'll tell me they want a radio show, and they've got $5. And I said, well, it's a little bit more than people pay. But they are obviously not all there and all that. And you try to be nice to them and say, gosh, you know what? You know, we're just filled up, you know, but thank you. But, you know, we'll keep you in mind. Yeah, other people that come walking in here are just totally out of it. Some people come in here still wearing their COVID mask. Those I'm kind of concerned about. Some come in just absolutely out of their heads. So that's why if you ever come down to our station and the door's locked, that usually means that we could, you know, there could be people here, but it could be the ladies that work for us, and they just don't want to have some crazy person walking in off the street. So we lock the door if I'm not here, or Ben's not here, or Pat's not here, or Jim's not here. We just keep the door locked, and just for safety reasons. So maybe he was offended by that, threw a rock through our window. We'll never know. I'd love to talk to him. Why'd you throw a rock through this window? And then I could say, nice dog. And then steal his dog. You ever do anything again.
Next time we'll have a CRAM system installed.
A CRAM system. How about this? Maybe flames. You know, and then the producer, somebody's there when they throw their arm back to throw something through the window, you push that button and it's just like 4 feet of flame go out. It was self-defense. Flame throwers? You've got flamethrowers there? Okay. Nah. It's part of doing business, my friends, unfortunately, in our town. It's, you know, and we are not the only ones. There's hundreds out there. If you drive through town and just look at the windows that are being repaired. They've got a board on them. They've got stuff on them. You hear about it all the time. And, I don't think we were targeted because we're a radio station. I really don't believe that. I believe if somebody just walked by and he saw the shade down, oh, there's nobody in there. He just threw a rock through the window. He picked up a rock. He's walking down, and we were lucky. We were the ones. He could have done it to Maxwell's. He could have done, I mean, and I talked to the owner of the place and of Chevron Square here, Nathan. He's very, very, you know, he's upset it happened. He said, you know what? It's never happened here. And I said, well, stand by. Who knows? If this guy's back on the street again, just like businesses went through 5-6 years ago when that woman was walking downtown and just busting windows out, you know what? He could do it again. So, anyway, we're going to take a quick break. We come back. Now I'm going to talk Super Bowl when we get back.
Hey, Uncle Sam, put your name at the top of his list. And a Statue of Liberty started shaking her fist. And an eagle will fly. And it's going to be here. When you hear Mother Freedom start ringing her bell. And it'll feel like the whole wide world is raining down.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Hi, I'm Laura Hobbs. As supervisor, I will fight for all the citizens of Shasta County. Some of the issues I care about are hand-counted elections at the precincts, a fair and just settlement for the victims of the Igo Ono fire and the Acid Canal debacle, and defending Shasta's sovereignty from tyrannical state-down control. I'm against the windmills in Shasta County, and I support the Second Amendment. To find out more, visit VoteLauraHobbs.com. Vote Laura Hobbs on March 5th and make Shasta great again.
Paid for by Laura Hobbs for Supervisor. District 2, 2024.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact. B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy, too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your Internet at one time. And that requires a great Internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet. And now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your Internet installation today. 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV package from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
Hi, I'm Matt Plummer, and I'm running for Shasta County District 4 Supervisor because I believe Shasta County could be the best, freest place in California. Instead, crime is increasing while a floor of our jail was closed for over a year, and the sheriff loses deputies. Homeless camps spill onto our streets, our roads are seventh worst in the state, and we lose every battle to Sacramento. The incumbent has had 11 years to fix these issues, but they have only gotten worse. Vote Matt Plummer by March 5th. Paid for by Matt Plummer for Supervisor 2024.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops to come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster is proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairs will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Laura Hobbs, running for supervisor in District 2. We need to fight tyrannical state overreach in this county, and I'm just the person for the job. Shasta must maintain its sovereignty. A vote for me is a vote for local control over hand-counted elections, no state-funded windmills or other green energy nonsense, and absolutely no mask mandates or lockdowns. Make Shasta great again and vote for Laura Hobbs on March 5th. And visit me at VoteLauraHobbs.com for more info.
Paid for by Laura Hobbs for Supervisor. District 2, 2024.
American, where at least I know I'm free, and I won't forget the men who died, who gave.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in Ground Zero of Reading for today. Just for today. There's probably somebody else this week's going to get the windows broken out. Hey, we are giving away an American flag. And all you have to do to enter this, there's two ways you can enter. You can give us a call at 605-4567 and give us your name and phone number. If you won last week and you know who you are, don't enter, okay? You only get one because it'd be just my luck to pull your name again. Anyway, if you've already entered, you only get one shot at it, okay? Or if you've already won, if you've already entered, that's fine. But give us a call at 605-4567. Leave your name and your phone number, and we will draw this Friday at 8:15 in the morning. Or go to our Facebook page, KCNR 96.5 FM 1460, and put your name down and your phone number, and you get entered that way also. And then at 8:15 on Friday, we will draw the winner of the American flag from the Flag Center. It's beautiful. It's enduring. It's American-made. It's everything. So give us a call, 605-4567. Super Bowl. Now, we go over to Reno. Every year, it's a tradition with our two besties. And we go over there, and we go to one of their Super Bowl parties. So in this case, it was in the Laugh Factory. There's a couple hundred people there. We had perfect seats. First row, right in front of the big screen. It was like a movie screen, except, you know, 20 feet by, I don't know, 15 feet, something like that. Then they had TV sets everywhere. When they played the national anthem and they were showing the players, you know, of course, this is a huge game, so. But there was Kelce with his hand over his heart. Chris Jones, a lineman who became a pivotal player in this, tears were running down his face. Tears. It was like, oh, my God. And then, of course, the game. And my Linda bets with her heart. She bet on the 49ers. She says, I just really think that they, you know, they're really, you know, they're a 2-point favorite, but I really think that, you know, I really like them. I was different. What I think is never bet against Mahomes. It used to be never bet against Brady. Never bet against Mahomes. Plus, they were a 2-point underdog. So I took the Chiefs and the 2 points. And sure enough, it was just a great, great, great game. People that said, "Oh, Brock Purdy this," Brock Purdy did an outstanding job. Mahomes just did better. Andy Reid is not even the highest paid person in his division. You've got two. He makes $12 million a year. Okay, $12 million a year. Now you would say that's pretty good, but two other coaches in his division, you know, the Chargers and you know somebody else, make like $16 million and $18 million respectively. Yeah. Now Reid hasn't said a word. Hasn't said a word. But I got a feeling that the owners of the Chiefs may bump him up for next year. This is his third Super Bowl this man has won since age 60. So now the big thing is when you listen to it was three-peat. Nobody has won. Okay. There's a caveat here. Since the two leagues have merged, nobody has won three Super Bowls in a row. The Green Bay Packers in 1967 time frame, they won three in a row. I think one was just the NFC. I think they beat the Chiefs one year. I'm not sure. But in modern times, since then, since they both merged, nobody has done three in a row. You know, Brady and Belichick, two in a row and all those. So that's what they were talking about when they came off the field, a three-peat. Travis Kelce lost it. And on the sidelines, he slammed his helmet down on the ground and ran over to Andy Reid and bumped him. And Reid almost, you know, he took a couple steps. And then another player grabbed Kelsey and just kind of escorted him away. And Kelsey, why was he so mad? It's because he was supposed to be in on that play where Pacheco fumbled. And he said, if I had been in there, from what I understand, if I'd been in there, it wouldn't have happened because I would have blocked that guy, you know, blah, blah. Anyway, and when they asked Andy Reid about it, and Andy Reid says, well, he came, he says, I think the world of him. And he's aggressive, and he's passionate, and he got emotional, and he says, I don't have very good balance. So, I mean, Andy Reid just laughed it off. Kelsey apologized, and, of course, it's the big thing. You know, he lost it on the sidelines. Of course, that was all the after talk after that. When they played the national anthem, and I told you, Chris Jones, the lineman, I think he's a defensive tackle, tears coming down his face. Everybody, or most everybody in the place stood for the national anthem, which was interesting. And then, of course, Linda, who is addicted now to Mad Dog Sports, we listened to Mad Dog Sports all the way over. We listened to Mad Dog Sports all the way back. Hearing all the commentators about the game, the little nuances and why this happened and this happened and all that. Frankly, there were very few flags thrown during the game. I would think any other game you would have seen probably at least six more flags thrown, maybe more. They didn't throw a lot of flags. Obvious ones, offsides. One defensive pass interference. Oh, and there was a personal foul. There was, on one of the Chiefs' defensive backs for slapping some guy in the helmet. So it wasn't the referees making the final decision. The play that ended it for San Francisco, which gave the ball back to the Kansas City Chiefs in overtime, was Chris Jones. As he said when they were interviewing him, he says, somebody missed an assignment. There was nobody in front of me. And you talk about somebody coming in like a shot out of a catapult. And here's Brock Purdy trying to, had no time. And he had to get rid of the ball. So they settled for a field goal. I think the big question is, why did they choose to receive instead of kicking to Kansas City? Put Kansas City on the field first. Then you can react to it. I think that's the biggest question that we were hearing yesterday. So more people watch this Super Bowl than almost any other event. 123 million people. Commercials in the Super Bowl. Ben Affleck with J-Lo doing a Dunkin' Donuts commercial with Matt Damon and Tom Brady in it. That was kind of funny. My favorite, of course, was the Budweiser commercial. They brought back the Clydesdales. And you remember the Yellow Lab that's kind of been having a story all the way through these years? The Yellow Lab and the Clydesdales came back. So you're saying, gosh, you know what? How can I just see the commercials? Go to YouTube. Go to Super Bowl 2024. And there's like 16 sites that will play. You can watch all the commercials and decide which was the best. There were Christian commercials in there. There were some that caused some consternation using AI. And then Kennedy, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., had a political announcement during the Super Bowl. Vote independent, that kind of thing. And then afterwards, he apologized for it. Hey, you had a commercial that was seen by 120 million people. I don't know why you're apologizing for it. There was nothing offensive in it. So, anyway. Okay. Tomorrow, we're having the Chamber of Commerce will join us. I got a phone call from one of the radio, or a text from one of the TV stations wanting to know if they can come down and do a story about the window. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know if that's necessary or not. We're no different than the hundreds of other businesses that have been attacked by people that live on the street. How are you going to fix that? Everybody that runs for office talks about public safety and the homeless situation. What have you seen? What has been fixed? What's new that's, you know, that makes, you know, that has worked? And then you get into the mental problem side of it. It's, you know, has it gotten to be so we will be facing this forever? Chico has his homeless camp, and now they're having to really pay a lot of attention to it. The rains over the weekend is, and other things that are going on there, the city management has to get into this. So what do? Do you put a 100-acre facility out where people can camp outside of town so that when they pick them up off the streets or other places, yeah, we're just going to take you to the facility and the cost of that? Anyway, everybody, have a good day. The rain's coming back this week, but that's okay. You know, that's, you know, it's good for us, and it helps our lakes, it helps our agriculture, it helps all that. So have a great day. Find somebody that you can do something nice for, and God bless America.
Well, I won't back down.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.